lineup. Today is Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Rosh Chodesh Iyar is a painful month. It's a painful month in that it's the bulk of Sefira. We're now entering the overlap. There are different minhagim. Some people don't observe the beginning of Sefira, some don't observe the end of Sefira, but from now until Lag BaOmer, everyone observes. So this is the bulk of Sefira, L'chol HaDeos, the 24 morning for the 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Shlei Nohagu Kavod Zeh L'Zeh. It's the month, about 1,000 years ago, the First Crusade, the tragedy of the First Crusade, which was a precursor for many other tragedies in Klal Yisrael. It is a very painful, difficult month. But there is some silver lining. There is Pesach Sheni, this Lag BaOmer, and then we lead up to coming right to Shavuos, is coming down to the end, leads up to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It's Rosh Chodesh, today is Rosh Chodesh, and tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Roshei Chodoshim La'amcha Nasata, tomorrow we say, Ato Yotzarta Eilamcha Mikedem. We change the Nusach of the Musaf tomorrow, we do not say Tikanta Shabbos, but instead we focus on Ato Yotzarta Eilamcha Mikedem. It is interesting, is that the Nusach of Musaf very much fits in line with the Parshas HaShavua, because the very beginning of Parshas Tazria, Rashi begins. He begins.
I don't know if before you start, you know, you mentioned about the everyone holding Sefira now. Yair Hoffman wrote an article. I don't know if you saw it. That today, according to both sheets, first or second, is permitted to take a haircut today.
Correct. We discussed yesterday that today is.
The Mishnah Berurah mentions openly, he says, 493.5, I think, is something like that.
8. Oh, yeah, 493, right, correct. Today, you're allowed to take a haircut in honor of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And even if you hold a Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, even those who follow Rabbi Yehuda Chassid who do not take haircuts on Rosh Chodesh are permitted to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh today. The lumdus is, the only reason why Rabbi Yehuda Chassid does not allow you to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh is because you should have taken it before. You should have taken it before Rosh Chodesh. So what excuse do you have to be mezalzel in the sanctity of Rosh Chodesh?
But
they don't have a choice because you were not able to take a haircut the first day. It's just like the laws of Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to shave and launder your clothing, but there's an exception. If a person was unable before Yom Tov to launder and shave because he was sick or he was in prison, chas v'shalom, or he was in some type of situation where it was impossible for him to make the preparations for Yom Tov, and then he was released.
But those who hold the first, the second sefira, like the Sam Min Ashkenaz, it was permitted yesterday to take a haircut.
Right, yesterday. It was permitted. Oh, so you're saying yes, a good kasha. So since according to those that were permitted, so therefore, why should they be allowed on Rosh Chodesh? Yes, a very good kasha. I didn't think about it right. So why should they be allowed? The people who follow the second minog, they were permitted.
Minog Ashkenaz, by the way, Minog Ashkenaz.
They were allowed to take it. Yes, so therefore, they should not be allowed to shave on Rosh Chodesh according to Yehuda Chassid because they had an opportunity yesterday to shave. So maybe it means that one day is not enough. Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow. So even if you don't shave even for one day, even for one day, that's also like a little bit of a zilzal. All right, yes, Kasha, let's leave that. Okay, the bottom line is it's permitted. Not only is it permitted, if you have a time machine, you can go back. I wanted to really shave last night. It's right out of time. If you have, you can go. You could have shaved last night, and I told you that Rabbi Belsky said you can shave even yesterday, Thursday afternoon after Chatzos. Rabbi Belsky permitted a person to shave in honor of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Thursday afternoon is already the Zman of Achono L'Shabbos. So that's already too late for us. It's already past Thursday afternoon. It's already past Thursday night. And now L'Chol HaDeos, you can shave today in honor of tomorrow, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. My Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer Kahanau, Zechet Tzadik Levrach, he was a world-class Pesach. He was a Rashiv in Torah V'das. I was in his shir for 2 years, I think. For 2 years, you know, it was a short shir in the afternoon. And he was in a league by himself. He wrote Svarim, he got a very big compliment from the Chazon Ish. Ever, he was a Rav in Long Beach for many years. He lives here on Bedford Avenue. He passed away many years ago. So he told me, he was a Zokin. When he was Nifter, he was I don't know, probably close to 90. And he told me that we live today in a very frum world. It appears to be very religious. He told me that he remembers very clearly that when he was young, every Bachar would shave every Erev Shabbos during Sefirah. In honor of Shabbos, you don't even need Rosh Chodesh. In honor of Shabbos, everyone shaved. L'chavod Shabbos. It doesn't say this anywhere in the Mishnah Berurah, anywhere in Chaya Adam, anywhere in the Piskei Halacha, but he told me, I remember hearing, he told me, we all used to shave every Erev Shabbos during Sfira. Rav Ruderman also did that. He said also, it was a standard procedure. During Sfira, every Erev Shabbos. This is what he told me. And he was a world-class posek. Rabbi Lezer Kahanau. He told me this was what we did. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, you know, the Mishnah Berurah became very popular only very recently. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah. And he said, This is what we did. He says, today we became, I don't know, I remember exactly what he said. He said something, you know, he was very sharp. He had a lot of things to say about this world, but he was very sharp. He says, today, you know, they took on a whole new Shulchan Aruch. No one, during Sefira, no one shaves, the whole Sefira, this, that. But he told me, I'm telling you, this was what we did. We all shaved every Erev Shabbos. So Kol Shekein, when it's Erev Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, called in honor of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, how much more so? The Mishnah Berurah says beferish that you can shave today in honor of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Okay, let's go back to our drush. We have over here Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow we change the nusach of the Musaf, and we instead of saying tomorrow Tikanto Shabbos Ratzisa Karban Osehom, we start a new nusach of Ato Yotzarto Olamcha Mikedem. Creation. You Hashem created this world mikedem back from time immemorial. Why do we have that nusach? So the nusach, there are many reasons, but one of the obvious reasons is every Rosh Chodesh is a me'ein of Rosh Hashanah. Right? There's the Rosh Chodesh of all Rosh Chodeshim, which is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the mother of all Rosh Chodeshim, but every Rosh Chodesh is a me'ein of Rosh Hashanah. It's renewal, chidush. Creation. There is the ultimate creation in Chodesh Tishrei. Hayoyim haras olam. It's the creation of the world. Adam Harishon was created on day 6. Day 6 is Aleph Tishrei. I know you'll tell me Machlokes, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Nisan are in Tishrei. But for right now, let's just work with the Nusach HaTfilah. The Nusach HaTfilah is much more leaning towards the Pshat of Rabbi Eliezer. The world was created in... And Aleph Tishrei, that's the creation of Adam Arishayin. Every Rosh Chodesh is a me'ein of Rosh Hashanah. First Rashi in Parashas Tazria. Parashas Tazria, Omer B'Simloi. Kishem, this is the first mamash, the first Rashi, Isha Ki Sazria. Kishem Sheyitzirosoi Shel Odom. Just like the creation of man, Achar kol behema chayav oif b'masei bereshis. Kach, likewise, toirosoi, the laws of man, isha ki sazria, zochar nikeva, the laws of tzaras, all the laws, comes after Parsha Shemini. Parsha Shemini, the last psuk of Parsha Shemini is zois toiras ha-behema. Right? The maftir of Parsha Shemini, last week's Parsha, these are the laws of the behema, the ha-oif, okay, the end of Parsha Shmini deals with the laws of animals. Behema, chaya, v'oif, dogim. And now, v'yidaber Hashem Moshe, v'yidaber Moshe, v'yidaber Moshe, v'yidaber Moshe. So why does man come after animal? So Rabbi Simloi says, Kishem sheyitzirat shalod machart behema chaya v'oif b'maseh bereshis kach toir rosoi mispareshes achar toiras behema chayav oif, period. Isn't that amazing that we read this Rashi and we learn about the Seder of, this is Adam. Animals are gone. Now it's Adam. We read this on Rosh Chodesh. And every Rosh Chodesh takes us back to Yitzirosoi Shel Adam, Yoim HaShishi. The world was created on the 23rd day of Elul. Was Bereishis Baruch Elokim. And Yom HaShishi is Aleph Tishrei. And that's what we say in the Nusach of the Musaf and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Ata Yotzarta Oilamcha Mikedem. Kilisa Malachcha B'Yom HaShvi. We go back to the creation. And creation, every Rosh Chodesh is the Me'ain of creation. And the two of them are coming together. They're all coming together. We're going back Rosh Chodesh, Seschachus, renewal, and the renewal takes us back to creation. And creation. There is first came the behemoth, and then came Adam at the very end of creation. And here we come to Tazria. We're learning about the Maila of Adam coming after behemoth. Chazal say Choviv Adam. Shenivra bitzelem, chaviva yisera, shenoidasloi, shenivra bitzelem. The Mishnah Pergayavos, man is chaviv. What's the chavivus? That Adam is created in the tzelem Elokim. Are animals created in the tzelem Elokim? Absolutely not. This is the most fundamental difference between man and animal. Animal is a very sophisticated creature. It's beyond belief. The Chochmah Saboire is just beyond belief. But animals, all of the Chochmah, all of the incredible Niflois Haboire that are found in animals, birds, fish, animals, insects, is beyond belief. And even the Bria itself, even Bria, the Shemayim, Aretz, the constellations, and all the Chochmah that is infinite, it's lacking one little thing. One thing it's lacking. It's not in the Tzelem Elokim. What makes a human being stand out above and beyond everything else in the entire Bria? Tzelem Elokim. That they do not have. And that is what makes man choviv, precious. But then the Chazal say, but there's something more. Chaviva Yisera. Hashem didn't need to tell us this. It could have been a secret. The Torah never needed to say, Ki Bitzelem Elokim Oso Es Adam. We don't have to say that. What would have been if the Torah did not say that pasuk, Ki Bitzelem Elokim Nivra Adam? What would be? Nothing. There's Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem made this world. It's His world. Bereishis Baruch Elokim Eis Hashamayim Ve'Eis Haaretz. He created the earth. He created the Shemayim, the stars, the Chochma, animals, insects, birds, and man, another sophisticated creature. Life goes on. And Hashem gave us commandments. We have intelligence. The animals don't have intelligence. We have intelligence. Hashem gave us instructions. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He gave us the Torah, v'chul v'chulu. Who would ever know that man has a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this concept called he is Nivra in the Tzelem Elokim? We would never know that. And why should we even know it? Is there a nafkamina lahalacha in knowing this? I don't know. But the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says the nafkamina is chavivos. It is an act of preciousness. Bechlal, it's a chaviv adam. This is the chilik of man. He's b'tzilim elokim. Chaviva yisera. Shenoidas loy. It has been made known to him. You know something? I want to let you know a secret. You are created in the tzilim elokim. You don't need to know that. That's a purely an act of love. A chavivas. There's no parsha. And there's no time like this week's situation where you combine together Rosh Chodesh and Parshas Tazria, which both Rosh Chodesh, which takes us back to Rosh Hashanah, and the proof is the Nusach HaTfilah, Ata Yotzarta Olamcha Mikedem, and creation, when was man created? Aleph Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh, not Chof Hei, Elul. Why? Because Adam is different than all of the other creatures. Adam is different. What is it? What is the difference? The Tzelem Elokim. We double it up this week. Here we start this week Isha Ki Sazria. We're learning about humanity. Why? Because last week we learned about Zois Toras Habehema Vichol Nevesh Achaya Harimeses Bamoim Ulchol Nevesh Ashes Alaretz. That's the animal world, and man comes last. Man coming last is, in essence, the chavivus of man. It's the chavivus of man that man is created in the Tzelem Elokim. The whole world was created for the purpose of man. See, maybe that will be the nafka mina. Let's try to say it that way. What's the nafka mina that man is created with Tzelem Elokim? So we have so we can suggest. The nafka mina is, if man was not created in the Tzelem Elokim, man would just be another sophisticated creature in Hashem's world, then l'cha'ora, we should have been created first. Because we are supreme. Because we, and then comes the animals. But because man stands in a class by itself, that it's B'Tselem Elokim, you can't group together man, humanity, with everything else in this world. You always have this dilemma, who goes first? Who goes first? Does the most chosh of a person go first? Or the lesser people go first? When you board an airplane, who goes on first? Who goes on first? Okay, so there are other considerations. Every type of situation is unique, you can't generalize, but there is a certain protocol of you give kavod by going first, and sometimes acharoin, that's the key word we're looking for, chaviv. When you're giving kavod, there's kavod and there's chavivus. Who do you give kavod to? You give kavod to Atahore Soladas. Who gets the first pasuk? We have a Baruch Horowitz, a gabbai, for decades. Who do you give Atahore Soladas to? Who do you, in the sequence? And then after the Rav, the Mechubadim. Koyin Levi? Free. Okay. In many shuls, they you understand the principle. Right. In many shuls, in the world, in the Welt, Kovoid, you give to the Mechubadim first. And then, you know, you go down, you work your way down. Chavivus? It's a different concept. Chaviv Acharoin. Acharoin. Tzelem Elokim. V'chaviv yisera shenoy das loy shniva b'tzelem Elokim. V'chaviv yisera. Kavod you get first. Chavivus. Acharoin chaviv. If man was not chaviv, if man is not chaviv, then l'chayra, but man is obviously the mechubad of all of the creation. There's no question about that, because man is the most sophisticated. Man has a conscience, he has das. Okay, he can make choices. Man is the most mechubad. So the laws, the Torah, should first, the laws of man should be mechabed Adam. Be mechabed Adam. Tell me the laws of Negoim first. Last week would have been Tazria Mitzayra, and this week would be Parsha Shemini and the animals. In the Bria, Hashem should first create the Mechubad first, and then create everything else that is necessary to serve for man. No. In the Bria, Hashem created everything else, and then comes man. In the Halacha, Hashem tells you the laws of the animals, and then Hashem tells you the laws of man. Why? It's the same principle. Chaviv Adam shenivra b'tzav. Chavivus comes last. Acharoin, acharoin chaviv. This Shabbos is a Shabbos of a chavivus on top of a chavivus on top of a chavivus. Do you realize we're coming into the Shabbos? This Shabbos, you're combining together Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the me'ein of Aleph Tishrei, which is when man arrives. Man arrives last, because Acharon, Acharon Chaviv. Parshas Tazria is the halacha, is the Torah of Adam. And Adam comes last because Acharon, Acharon Chaviv. And the two Inyone Chavivus, Rashi groups, they come together to teach you that although we started by mentioning that this Chodesh, Chodesh Iyar, on the calendar, is not such a happy month. Unless you celebrate Yom HaTzmaut. It's not such a happy month because of the Avelos of the Chof Dalet Talmid Rabbi Akiva, because of the Crusades, which we're still in mourning over, we're still the after effects have never gone away, and it's a difficult tekufa. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us a silver lining. He sent the Rosh Chodesh Iyar Shechal Yoish and Shabbos Chodesh Aleph Iyar, and the first Rashi is discussing the Chavivus of Adam on the day Rosh Chodesh, which Ato Yotzarto Olamcha Mikedem, takes us back. Every Rosh Chodesh is a Me'ein of Aleph Tishrei, and Aleph Tishrei is the creation of Adam last, who is the Chaviv of the Bria, a double dosage of Chavivus coming together. It makes the Shabbos tomorrow a very precious, a very unique moment in the year. And obviously, take advantage. If all of the books are telling us that it's a tekuf of Chavivus, when you're in a matziv of Chavivus, you have a lot of weight. The koyach of tefillah, the koyach of learning, the koyach of just experiencing life can be magnified and it can be appreciated. Tomorrow, it's a very unique, special day of an intensity of chavivos. Okay, let's go to another idea. Another idea. We started with this, mentioned this in passing this week. It's very interesting. Learning Parashas Tazria, and after we learned about the laws of Yoledes, we begin the sugya of negoim. And there are many types of negoim. And the parsha everything in Parashas Tazria deals exclusively with the negoim of man. Right? Then when you come to Parashas Mitzora, after you learn about the Tahara, then you learn about the negei begodim and the negei bottom. But the whole parasha, Parashas Tazria, deals exclusively with Yoledes, okay, and then with Nigei Odom. And there are many types. There's a Stam, a Nigoim that come upon a person's flesh, the standard Nigoim. And then we go to the Nigoim that come from a Shechin, a boil, after a boil heals. And then we discuss the Nigoim that come on a person after a burn, a Mikvah. And then we go to the Nigoim of a Nesek, on the person's beard, the area of his cheek, whatever that area, the zokon, and then, or the rosh also, and then we deal with korachas vigabachas, a nega that comes, bald spots on the head, on the rosh. Okay? Those are pretty much all the categories of nigei adam. The standard, the shechin, the mikvah, the nesek, which is, let's just say now, on the beard, and then is the nigei rosh, Karachas oy gabachas. It is noteworthy that in each of these sections, the Torah has a different way to introduce us, a different word to introduce us to the sugya. When it comes to the standard negoim, the beginning of the parasha, it says the word Adam. Adam ki yiyeh, an Adam ki yiyeh v'or bisaro, Saras, an Adam, a human being, if he has a discoloration on his skin, when it comes to the nigoim of the shechin and the mikvah, it doesn't say the word Adam. It says uvosor. Kiyevo negat soras. Now, what does it mean, the word uvosor? So I always thought it meant, it means on your flesh. We're talking about it on the skin, and the basar. Targum unkelith says that's not what it means. The word vosar is another way to describe a human being. Enash, a person. Uvosar, he translates it mamish. Uvosar means an enash. If an enash, a person, has a negat saras, which means a human being at times is called a bosor vodam. Okay, bosor vodam. So the word bosor doesn't mean bosor, literally. Bosor means a bosor vodam. When we come to the nigoim of the nesek, it says, the ish o isha, a man or a woman, ki yiye, if he has a discoloration on, let me find the positive, ish o kiyevo nega beroish o vizokon. Okay, the ish o isha, kiyevo beroish o vizokon, and it goes on to the laws of nesek. Okay, vrako vide mayor omigmanawar, there's a yellow here, neseku. And then, when we come to the last section, the last nigoim, the last section, and again, this is all part of, there are other things, there's also the Isha Isha, but we come to the last section of the Koreach, the Korachas Gabachas, it says just one word. The Ish, no more Isha, she disappeared. The Ish, ki yimoreit roshoi, if his hair falls out, ke reachu toharu, vimipas panav yimoreit roshoi gibeachu toharu v'yuchi bekarachas bekarachas neglovan adam dam tzaras parachasi bekarachta v'gavachto. Halloid, and that's it. Okay, then we talk our main. Then we go to the begodim. I made the begodim are on this week's parasha. The batim are on the next week's parasha. What am I trying to say? Halloid davar. We're dealing with many different types of negoyim. And we go through different terms to describe the subject. The first term to describe the subject is Adam. The second term to describe the subject is Bosor, as in Bosor Vadam. That's what the Targum says, Enash. The third term is Ish O Isha. And the fourth term is Ish. Four different terms describing different categories of negoim. Why are we changing the word? Let's be consistent. An Adam has the standard negoim. An Adam has the nega of the shechin or the mikvah. An Adam has a nesek. An Adam has a nega bikarachas a bigabachas. Or say ish o isha. Or say basar. Why are we shifting from the beginning of the parasha Adam, basar, ish o isha, to just ish? My hi, what's going on over here? So the answer, this goes back, I think, to the Ramban. You have to look at the Ramban, and I think it's the Ramban. If not, it's either the Ramban or the Rabbeinu Bachya, for sure, one of the two. This is a tremendous chiddush. I never. I don't think most people look at it like this. Is everyone knows the Rashi, that Hashem doesn't bring a negun upon a person's body immediately. First, Hashem sends a warning sign by sending a nega to a person's bias. If he doesn't get the message, Hashem then sends a warning sign to his clothing. If he doesn't get that message, Hashem then finally gives him a nega on his body. Now, what do you get on your body? Which nega? Oh, once you're up to the body, it doesn't matter. Whatever Hashem wants, it's hit or miss. Some people, when they're up to stage three, they'll get on the head, some will get on the skin, some will get a michle, a shchin. No, it's either the Rabban or Rabbeinu Bachya says very precisely, there is a seder to getting nige adam, the same way there is a seder to the three other steps. No one gets a nega on the karachas or the gabachas first. You gotta go through the steps. A person doesn't get the message by the time after the bias and the beged, and he's up to Adam, you first get the standard on the skin. A discoloration on the skin with no other issues. If you don't get that message, then there's a progression. Then you get the nega on that comes with a boil or with a burn. Then comes the next level on the beard. And then comes the next level is karachas oybegabachas. And in fact, I think the Rabbeinu Bachya says that the first nega is not painful. The later ones on the Adam include tsar. There's a physical pain that comes with it. In other words, there is a progression. There is a seder. It's a tremendous chiddush. I never heard this before. Such a chiddush. You think you get a nega, so Hashem will give you a nega, whatever. You know, the negoim are very mystical, the Kabbalistic, what's the nega all about, this, that, the head. So whatever the person, you have a problem. So Hashem, he custom tailors the nega for your particular problem. That's not what Rabbeinu Bachya says. There is a seder. First is the bias, then is the beged. You don't get a message, then it will come into the guf. But even in the guf, there is a seder. Hashem doesn't give a person a nesek as first nega. First is going to be a nega on the skin. And he's going to have to go through the whole process and do teshuva. And then a year later, he doesn't learn the lesson. He gets the next type of nega on a shchin or a mikvah. He doesn't get the message, then the next time around, a couple of years later, he'll get a nega on the beard. He doesn't get the message, then he goes to the head. And each one has different degrees of severity and different, whatever it is. There is a seder. This is an incredible chiddush to hear such a thing from, I think, Rabbeinu Bachya. He says, spells it out, the seder hadvar. Pella. Now, with that principle of Rabbeinu Bachya, that there is a seder, he has opened us for us the right, the entitlement, to now take it very seriously why there is a different term used along this progression. If Rabbeinu Bachya is telling us is that you don't get a nega on the head first thing, you have to go through the steps, and we go from lowest to highest, we now can have an appreciation of the different terms that the pasuk uses. The first term is Adam. The second is Bosar. The third is Ish O Isha. And the fourth is Ish. Why? What does Adam mean? Afar min ho'adama. Earth. What is man? Mo enosh ki siskirena. Afar min ho'adama. Person gets a nega. You know, this is a more simplistic. You just offer menu adama. Then you get to another level of you're called the Bosar V'dam. You know, Bosar V'dam was not created on day one. There was more sophistication of Bosar V'dam. Animals, the fifth day of creation.
Fifth is fish and birds.
Fish and birds, and the sixth day is animals and Adam. There's a sophistication. Bosar, you're called a Bosar. You're a living creature. You're not just from the earth. It's a higher level. You're a more sophisticated person, and therefore you deserve a more sophisticated punishment. And then you come to the next level, Ish o Isha. You're not just a creature that roams the world in 4 feet and 4 legs. You're an Ish or an Isha. And then the last level is, in the hierarchy of man, you're not just, you know, just part gender neutral. You are dominant. The man, whether you like it or not, is the dominant force. You're a gever. You're a person that is the balabas. You're the balabas. There's a progression in the terms the Torah uses. And what is the message? So you can say many of the ideas, but I think one very simple idea is, and you see this, you know, this you see this in life often, there are no privileged characters before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just because you're in a position of authority. You're not above the law. Okay, we all make that mistake and think, you know, children, we tell children, don't go, don't do this. Don't go waste your time and don't go look on the internet and don't do this. But I'm an adult. I'm a free man. I'm in charge. I can do whatever I want. I can. We don't practice what we preach. If we preach, and when you have a position of authority, you know, you're above this. You can commit all the crimes you want. And you know, I'm above the law. Every person has that problem. As we advance in our life, we reach certain privileges, and those privileges give us the ability, whether we realize it or not, to abuse our power, where we're not subject to the laws. We're not, certainly in government it's like that. Certainly if you run the police department, right? If you're the chief of police, you can get away with quite a bit and no one's gonna know, okay? And there's a certain attitude. There's an attitude that every single person in their little world has that problem. Every person, as they get more power and they're not subject to oversight, there's always a danger of, listen, I can now do whatever I want. The Torah says, when it comes, Hashem is watching you. Big Brother is watching. Every step of the way, I'm going to get you. Don't think you can get away with anything. You're an Adam. I'm just an ordinary guy. That's right. The government is watching you. We're going to IRS order your tax return. You're now a boss of Adam. Well, you think now you're a privileged character? You're not subject to tzaras? You're also subject to on a more sophisticated level. A shchin, a michvekei, all these things have to be understood, what they really represent. Now you have a long white beard, right? You're now an ish oy isha. You're the head of your community. Well, you think you can do whatever you want. You think just because you're in a position, you can go behind closed doors, do whatever you want. You're subject to Hashem's scrutiny. And if you step out of line, you're going to have tzaras. And even if you reach the pinnacle of society, you're the rosh, the head, which the head, the brain controls the whole body, and you're the ish, you're the provider, you're the dominant. In contrast to the ish oy isha, you have now reached the matzav of an ish. Who do you think you are? If you step out of line, there'll be tzaras. Negat sarasi bekarachtoi oy bigabachto. No one escapes the scrutiny of the Ribbono shel Olam, no matter where you stand on the social ladder. Whether you're an Adam, whether you are a boss of Adam, you're not just from the offer, you're a boss of Adam, whether you're an ish or isha, you're part of humanity, a sophisticated creature, and whether you dominate in humanity as being the ish and not the isha, every step of the way, you're subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's scrutiny. Okay, now let me share with you another vart. Another quick vart, and this is something we touched upon in the beginning of the week, but I want to say it over here in a little bit different way.
The word basal, the Targum says enash, because it might, we might be thinking
right, a human being. And but you would think even simpler. I always thought basar means you have on your skin. It's another word for the skin. This or this basar, it's all the same. On the basar, there's a discoloration. No, it's not what it means. It means if a human being has a discoloration on his skin. Basar, according to the Targum, does not mean. No, it's not a synonym for your skin. Basim, just like it says, Adam. Yeah. What? Enash, a person. A human being. A human being, Enash. And why do we use the word Basar? A human being is called the Basar of Adam. Four terms. Adam, Basar, Ish, Oisha, and then the dominant of humanity, the Ish. every step of the way, no one is free from Hashem's scrutiny. Hashem sends a sign of Musar. You have stepped out of line. Don't tell me you're the Melech. You're the Melech. I support everyone here. I can do whatever I want. No, you can't. Just because you're the Ish, in contrast to the Ish or Isha, in contrast to the boss of Adam, in contrast to the Arath, the Adama, so what? Who do you think you are? A privileged character? You step out of line. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a nega and takes you down. Okay, let's go to another idea. Quick idea. We learned this week the Rambam. We spent a lot of time on the Rambam. The Rambam says two Yesodos in one paragraph. In one paragraph, he says that there's a Seder. We said it before, the Seder. First come Begodim, then first comes the Abayis, then comes the Beged, and then comes Nigei Adam. There is an order. No one gets a Nega on their body before getting a Nega in the Bayis or on their clothing. Hashem sends a warning sign. The warning sign is the Bayis. You don't get the message, it comes closer to home. The clothing that you wear over your body. You don't get the message, it comes on your body. Okay, there's a Seder. Number two, the Rambam said, that Nigoim, he uses the two words, ois upela. It is supernatural. This cannot be explained in the laws of science. There is no physical explanation to understand how Nigoim work. It's lamala miderech hateva.
It's not leprosy.
It's not leprosy, right? It's not leprosy. It cannot, well, not so simple. Wait, not so simple. But when it comes to Nige, the Rambam says this clearly. It's ois upela, and he says this explicitly by only two of the three. By the botim and the bigodim. The Rambam doesn't say this concept by the body, which leaves many of the commentators bewildered. Does that mean to say that the Rambam holds that when it comes to the person's body, the nega can indeed be explained al derech hateva? So some say, yeah. If you read the Rambam very carefully, that is the implication. That the nigei botim and the nigei bigodim is oisupela, but a nega on your body can be explained by your local dermatologist. And he can prescribe for you a whole host, a collection of creams and antibiotics and you name it, and some homemade remedies from your bubby how to get rid of this rash. Okay? It can be explained al derech hateva. It just happens to be that if you go to the kohen and he says your tummy, you're in a lot of trouble. But really, it can be explained al derech hateva. And in fact, some of the other rishonim cannot say this explicitly. This concept, it's only in ois upela, the botim and the begodim, but not the nigei adam. And so what did we ask? We have a question. We asked a question. How could, it doesn't make sense. The Rambam says there is an order. So what's the order? First, you're going to get on the bias. Then you're going to get on the beget. If you don't get the message, you're then going to get on your body. But wait a minute. When you get on your body, it's natural. When you want to go and shake up someone, okay, let's say you have an enemy in another country. So how do you start? There's a problem. There's an issue. What do you do? Diplomacy. You go to them. Let's talk. You talk. No miracles. No miracles. You talk. Let's find the solution. No solution. No solution. So what do you do?
Sanctions.
Sanctions. Now we're getting serious. Doesn't work. What do? Next thing, you nuke them. You nuke them, right? You nuke them. Shock and awe.
They may be jumping a step or two.
Okay, we're jumping a step, but you go through a Seder. You go through a Seder, and the kachi darkoi shel olam. When you go through a Seder to wake up somebody, you start off natural. You knock on their door. Can we have a conversation? Doesn't work, you get a little more serious. You call the police. Sanctions. And when nothing else works, at the end of the day, you take extreme measures. Extreme measures. Isn't that kachi darko shel olam? The ribbono shel olam is just the opposite. This fellow is doing averos. We need to shake him up. So I'm going to send to his bias a nega. The nega is like Hashem nuked him, because this cannot be explained on derech hateva. This is an oisupela. I mean, like, this is shock and awe. Doesn't, wow, the Ribbono Shel is really speaking to you. Shock and awe. You don't get the message? Nochamol. Another shock and awe. The beget. You don't get the message? You get on your body? A natural rash. It's a coincidence. Every yokel gets this rash. It's a multi-million-dollar industry. Go online, you'll see 5 million Americans get this condition every single month. Big deal. It's a coincidence. Kayin says, you're a Mitzayra. Hashem is speaking to you. But what do you mean? When Hashem spoke to me last time, he spoke to me last time through Oysupela. And now, and the second time also. And now Hashem is talking to me through a coincidence. Through a medical condition that every yokel has. And punk, because I already got the first two warnings now, and you see me, and you look at it, and you're a koye, and you tell me that I'm tummy? Come on! That's the makeh b'patish? How you talking? And the answer is yes. And the answer is, that you can define this in many different ways. Look at it in different ways. First of all, you can say, if Hashem, the first time Hashem tried to wake you up, you were an exalted creature. You were deserving of a message that was l'mala miderech hateva. But now that you ignored Hashem the first and the second time, Hashem doesn't deal with you and wake you up l'mala miderech hateva, because you don't deserve to be shaken up l'mala miderech hateva. If you were a good person, you would have been shaken up. Hashem tried to do it the first time. You ignored Hashem the first time. So now the third time, you don't deserve that Hashem should wake you up with miracles. Hashem will wake you up with coincidences. That's one mahalich. Or you can say something I think is more profound. We just came out of Pesach. Pesach is the beginning of the year. It is the first holiday of the year. The entire Pesach is nothing other than Nisim Lemala Miderech Hateva. The end of the year, 12 months later, is Purim. What is Purim? Nisim Nistarim. Wrapped up within nature. Which miracle is more profound? There's no one that's going to tell you that Purim is not more profound. Purim is a more profound holiday than Pesach. It's the maturation of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael was young, and you know, right off the press, hot off the press, so you want to, you know, miracles. You have to break all the rules. As Klal Yisrael gets to the end of the year, they've matured, and then you're able to see the Yad Hashem in nature. As being natural. So too, a person, when Hashem first shakes him up, a person needs a miracle to wake him up. Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. We needed miracles l'mala miderech hateva. The second time also, there are miracles. By the time you get, but as you've gone through the process, Hashem has woken you up once and twice. Even though you're not listening, and you're still making trouble, you cannot deny the fact that you have matured. You've gone through the process. You had a neg on the bias, you went to the koyein, you destroyed the bias, the nosatzes habayis, the beged you burnt. Even though you're a troublemaker, we're troublemakers, Klal Yisrael, you know, we've been making trouble for years. But we've also, in the process, have matured. It's not necessary for Hashem to send the third warning sign with miracles. Just like we go from Pesach to Purim, of Nisim l'mala miderech hateva, to Nisim nistarim, in the cycle of the year, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to wake up a person to do teshuva because he is doing averos, there's a process. And part of that process, we mature. And the sophistication of maturing allows us to be sensitive to Hashem's message, even in subtle, natural things. I got a discoloration on my skin. I can go online and I can see that millions of Americans have the same condition all the time. And I can go to the pharmacy and buy some cream. But I know that after I already got a nega on my bias, and after I got a nega on my clothing, I know I've done averos. I know that this is just not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. Yeah, online it says, big deal, everyone gets this. You know, buy some cream and you're done. I'm more sophisticated than that. Hashem is speaking to me. I'm going to go to the Kohen. I'm going to go for rabbinic rehabilitation for my issues. R&R, right? R&R, rabbinic rehabilitation for my spiritual shortcomings. And the truth, that's life. That's really, you know, people in life, sometimes Ribbono Shel Olam shakes them up with big things. Big things, Rachmana Litzlan. Big problems. And somehow you manage, you know, you get whatever it is, the problems, whatever. They go away, they don't go away. And you go weiter in life. And then you have little problems. Is Hashem speaking to you? Or just a coincidence? Sometimes going through, you know, the big problems wake you up to realize later that the little problems are not just little problems. They're a subtle reminder. You're now a more sophisticated person and you should be able to understand. Last short vart, the middle of the parashat Torah is the pasuk v'hiskaloch v'yeshanesek lo yigaleach. There's a nega and it's already week one is over. And we want to determine if it's going to spread. So the Torah says, you know what you do? Shave the perimeter, but don't take away the nesek, the problem. Don't shave the problem itself. And come back in a week and we'll check it out. Why is this the middle of the Torah? This pasuk that says, v'hiskaloch, you have a nega, and now you got a problem. And we need now to make a determination if the problem is getting better or worse. So we want you to go and shave the perimeter, leave over a row of two hairs around the problem, and don't destroy the problem. Don't go and shave away the problem. Leave the problem there, and let's come back in a week and make a determination as to what has happened. V'hiskaloch v'yes hanesek. Lo yigaleach. V'hiskra koine sanega shivas yomim. Nothing is an accident. Why is this the middle pasuk of the middle always represents the penimius. Al-Khar, the answer is very simple. This is what this whole world is all about. No one came into this world for a free lunch, except if you come to the Young Israel of Midwood and go downstairs and pay $1.50. Okay? If you want. No one came here for a free lunch. Everyone here in this world, you know what you came here for? You came here with a pekel, with a nesek. And you came into this world to shave all around the nesek and to leave a circle and live your life and see, did the problem get worse or did it get better? The whole purpose of this world is to examine yourself. There's a reason why there's a nega. There's a spiritual reason. And to test yourself. Don't just glide through life. You always have to take inventory. You always need, the whole purpose of life is always, at every single moment is, wait a minute. Make a cheshbon hanefesh. Every person came into this world with a nesek. Why else did Hashem put us here? Every person came here with a certain baseline. The baseline. And what do we do? So you just ignore it, just go to sleep and just whatever, just live through life. The goal is, first thing you do in your life is identify, mark the issues that need attention. Every person has his milos and chesroinos. Everyone has that nesek. Identify the nesek and make a mark around it. And now, as time passes, examine it. Is the situation getting better? Are you progressing? Are you finding a solution or not? This is you have to give it a tight. You can't just ignore the fact that this pasuk of the Hiskaloch is the center of the Torah according to Chazal, and there's obviously a very deep message of what the purpose of our existence in this world is all about. With that, we will conclude. May you all have a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Rosh Chodesh, all of the brachas that come with the two together.
By the way, Otiyot Netek is Otiyot Taken.
Tikkun. Tikkun Lissakein. Excellent. Nesek is the same letters as Tikkun. You're here in this world to find, to make Lissakein Olam B'malchus Shakai with a Kuf. Lissakein Olam.